Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Listen Alpha. I'm Diego. I'm in the car. It's about 12:30 a.m., and I'm on my way home, actually. Today was kind of like a special day for me. I had a lot of stuff going on in my head, and I've had a lot of not very good interaction with people today. I've had a really good conversation with someone that made me open up my ideas, my mind, and I also I believe that you kind of like, when you grow, when you do that like next step in your path of life and whatever you want to call it, in your journey to becoming the greatest version of yourself, you feel that, like, you genuinely feel that there is something, like a step, a level up, or something that you it's accountable, it's tangible, that feeling of you just cross that next step, you know? It's very, very powerful, and that's how I feel right now. And also, I want to talk to you guys about the fact that I started realizing who I am because I started opening my horizons and reading more and more different things instead of just like fiction. I used to be like a super fanatic of fiction novels, and that's it. I wouldn't read anything else because I would find it boring. I would find it like I just want to read a good story. And then I really started to read a bunch of stuff, like different opinions, different philosophies, and different ways of thinking. And I realized that, wow, started questioning my own beliefs. And then I started, like, I went back and I thought, like, how come I am questioning my own beliefs? It's crazy to think that, you know, when you're born, you're pretty much a blank page. And throughout your life, you're going to start developing values and developing the ways that you're going to become eventually through experiences and through things that happen in your surrounding, in your environment, and in within yourself. I find that right now, with all the, like, the social media and the fact that we're hyper exposed to the lives of a bunch of people, it's a blessing and a curse, because there's so many shiny things and shiny, there's like a lot of utopian beliefs and utopian things that you see online and you see on Instagram and on whatever, and then you start imagining yourself not being good enough and whatever, and then you start like having a perception of what it is to be that person or whatever, and you start losing who you are by comparing yourself to somebody else. And I find that through, like, I was doing that a lot, just comparing myself to somebody else and not realizing that when you look at somebody else, you start focusing on their growth and not on your own. And that made me sad, because I didn't want to feel like that. When I realized that what I was doing is just focusing on somebody else's growth and just being a spectator, I stopped and I freaked out, because I was just, you know, wasting my time looking at their growth and not in an encouraging way, because it's of course it's beautiful to see somebody else grow and like be happy for them and whatever, but I was looking at it in a jealous way, that I wanted that but I wasn't working for it. So then I picked up, I think the first book that made me realize what I was doing wrong was Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. I think that's one of the best books that you can read to start off your like entrepreneurial journey. I think a lot of people started because of Robert Kiyosaki and Rich Dad Poor Dad. So if you're listening to this, Robert, man, you are the greatest person, and I owe you pretty much the rest of my life for this. And so yeah, back to what I was saying, like, I feel that when you start reading, you start developing kind of like opinions of, like, when you read, you know, well-known books, but like relatable books and competent books, you start realizing these ideas of these geniuses, and you start, you know, creating this pattern in your life that you become better by comparing yourself to that person instead of just looking at a shiny object. Books, the greatest thing about books, and Tony Robbins said that it's pretty much taking a snapshot of 10 years of projects, of progress of somebody else's projects, and read it in a couple, and like combine it in a couple of hours. So you're condensing 10 years of knowledge in an hour or a day of lecture, which is insane, which is so powerful. That's why books are so important, and why I believe that the more you read, the more you become aware of who you are. And also the fact that when you read, you start taking opinions from different people instead of just, like, imagine if you had just one teacher for the rest of your life. One teacher will imply his teaching and his lessons and his lectures to you. And because you're just going to have one teacher, that those lessons, those lectures are going to be your absolute truth. I had a weightlifting teacher once told me that, super powerful. He's a world-renowned weightlifter. He is an amazing person. He's an Olympic medalist. And I asked him once, like, how come you became so good at what you're doing? And I found it so powerful, his answer. His answer was, because I learned different things from different people. And the things that I learned that I didn't like and that I wasn't okay with, I would just take them out. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, well, in the weightlifting world, there's different styles of lifting the bar, like the bar movement in different regions of the world. Like, Chinese people have a very specific way of weightlifting. Then American have a very very particular style. Russian have their own style. Europeans, Iranians, there's like so many different styles of weightlifting. And he told me that he had teachers from all around the globe, and he would pick up something that he find relevant for himself and apply it to his own technique. And the things that didn't collide with his being and his idea of the perfect weightlifter, he would take it away, and he would complement that missing thing from that teacher from another teacher, in bringing that, you know, different pieces from different people and becoming who he is now, which is just an amazing weightlifter and an amazing athlete, and so well-rounded because he did so many great things, right? By learning from so many great teachers. And I find that's kind of like the same with books. The more you read, and the more you read about different subjects, you're just gonna start becoming like more aware of your own opinion. And read different things, and read things that are completely against your morals, that you believe that are like your values right now, and see how you feel. See what reactions, like what made you change. Does it make you change your mind? Are you agreeing more with your opinion, your personal opinion? Are you maybe changing your mind? And that's how you start growing as a person. And also, you have to be okay with that change. The fact that you sometimes read something that's going to be so shocking, you're going to be like so in denial, like, no, this is not true. But when you realize that, fuck, it made sense, and then you start like thinking about it and reading over and over and over again, accept the change that you're becoming. Like, that's part of your evolution to becoming the best version of yourself, right? So embrace the change, embrace your self-development, and pick up a book, man. Whatever book it is, I don't care. Just pick up a book and read about it and analyze it. That's kind of like why we're here. Because when you talk about that book, you realize some things that you've read that impacted your life but stayed in your subconscious. Maybe you're going to flourish by speaking to it. So I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to put my phone on the caption, on the description of this podcast. And I want you to tell me the last book you read. And I want to converse with you about the book. I don't care what book it is. And I really don't care what your opinions were, if you liked it or if you hated it or if whatever. I just want to start developing your ideas and bringing that subconscious thought of the book to your life and what does it mean to you. So yeah, I'm gonna end it there. It's kind of like a crazy thing. I didn't rehearse this whatsoever. I wasn't even thinking of doing that. I just felt in the moment, and I find that sometimes the best moment to act is right now, and it makes life interesting when you're just spontaneous like that. So yeah, I'm gonna leave my phone on the description, and you can text me first, actually, because not of whatever, but just, you know, like, hey, my name is this, and let me know when you're available, because sometimes I'm gonna be at work, or I'm gonna be somewhere, and I'm not gonna pick up right away, and I don't want you to take it bad. So text me first, leave me a little message saying, you know, who you are, where you're from, in your last book, and we're gonna pick up a call, we're gonna talk, and I really want books that I haven't read. Maybe that's gonna make us read it, me and Eric, and put it on this book, on this podcast, and we're gonna call you and be part of the conversation. How's that? Oh yeah, that's it. I'm done. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and yeah, I am very happy that I got this off my chest. I feel more relieved. I feel that I had to share something. I really enjoy talking to you, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm very, very thankful for you tuning in, and I hope you guys tune in for the next time.